The next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Bill Cuban. Illinois hosts Kent State at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you'd like to make some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, thank you. It's Bill Cuban. We, unusual set of circumstances have come about, that occurred last week. But our kids are excited. They've done an absolutely fantastic job in getting themselves ready for the opener on Friday, playing a good Kent State team who looking to rise up. Okay, after last year, who came over close to a lot of games and really could have had a really successful season, except for a couple of breaks here and there. But I'm more worried, concerned about our football team right now, getting them into acclimated to how we do things, and we're looking forward to the season.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Andy Hopkins with Mattown Baggers.
Hey, Coach Cuban. I was just wondering, could you talk about maybe some of the things that, some of the different philosophies maybe that you're trying to bring in, now that you're the head man at Illinois?
Yeah, Andy, I think, when you get in one of these spots here, you just can't, you got to be yourself. And, I've done certain things in a lot of ways. I mean, I've been with a lot of great people out there, and Lou Saban and Larry Smith and Jerry Faust and, just a lot of good people. And so I've cherry-picked a lot of things that they've done and just being comfortable in what you're doing. And I don't want to be going out there, and second-guessing, should I've done this. I'm going to just be myself. I'm going to run the practices like I've had in the past and show the passion that I have for these student-athletes. So some things have changed. I think a lot of things have been welcome changes to some of our players just because it's a different approach. I mean, it's just different. So, hopefully we can keep that enthusiasm going.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you had a handful of players who were recognized on preseason national watch lists over time, guys like Mason Monheim and Josh Ferguson. Can you talk a little bit about what some of those guys bring to your team and what your expectations are for them this season?
Yeah, we have a great senior group. We've got, just starting the offensive line, Teddy Karras, who we think is an outstanding leader and a player that's going out there and done a great job for us, Wes Hunt. As a quarterback, I think he's got a chance to be pretty good. Josh Ferguson on the Doak Campbell or Doak Walker Award, a guy that we rely a lot on. Mason Monheim, Vangelo Bentley. I mean, we got some pretty good seniors. They've risen up and then be pretty good players, and we're counting on all to be good players, but also counting on them to be great leaders. And they've shown it, and in sign of adversity here, they've taken the reins and they've done a great job for us.
Our next question comes from the line of Bill Bender with Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good afternoon. I was just wondering how the players have responded in practice, and anything stood out to let you know that, hey, everything's going to be okay?
Yeah, I think what happens is, you want to do what's comfortable for yourself, and so there was new implementation about some of the drills and how we run some of our team periods. And I called them up after every team period. This is what I expect. This is what we need to do. And they adjust really well. We got some really great student athletes here. And you ask them to do anything, and they'll try their best to go get that thing done. And so it's been really encouraging. I think our guys, I can't tell you how many of them came up and, Coach, we got your back. And I always tell them all the time, hey, I got your back. And we'll be in there for to make sure that everything's taken care of. So it's been good. I mean, I've really enjoyed myself. The three practices, I couldn't ask anything more of what our guys have done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Bill. Congrats on the promotion. Is there any eagerness on your side to put your own stamp on this program now?
Well, I think it's, yes, because, like I said, you got to feel comfortable. There was a lot of good things happening here, and You know, I just want to be comfortable in what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, how I'm presenting it to the student athletes, because they'll see that if you're not yourself, they'll understand there's something amiss. And so I'm doing what I've always done. I've been demanding, understanding, caring, loving, all those characteristics, all hopefully in one practice. So it's been like I said, really good with our guys. I'm really proud of them, and I'm really looking forward to really Friday night to go out there and show the line how proud we are of our student athletes.
How good are you at giving pregame speeches?
Well, I've been known to be half decent. You know, I think you got to play with emotion. You got to play with enthusiasm. I get really excited about games. I know our student athletes get really excited at games because they only have, they're only guaranteed 12 of them out there throughout the year. And we got to make everyone count. And, we get to get them at a pitch that they're going to go out there and perform at a peak performance. And part of that is getting them ready and getting them excited about going out there and playing.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Brian.
How you doing? I know you've been obviously in charge of the offensive side. Just wondering, how involved will you be on the defense on game day? Are you relying on the coordinators there more, or how's that kind of all work out?
Yeah, during game day they'll have the full scope of what's going on in there. What I've tried to do here in the three practices, fortunately Ryan has done a great job in getting those kids ready, but he was taking a bigger role even before this happened. But it was my job to go down to the defense and show my face, go over there, be an encourager, going around telling that guys how they're doing well, getting involved in some drills. And we're just letting them feel okay. The head coach is on our side, and it's nice that they came up and almost all of them came up. Hey, I got your back, coach. So, in that respect, letting the defense okay, asking them what they need in terms of practice organization. But during game day, they'll have the whole say in there. Be more of a game manager and helping out with the offense.
And can you update us on the progress of Jihad Ward and how he's doing?
Yep, he practiced yesterday. Looked good. We'll get him out there to practice again and get him a little bit more reps and see how he's running around. But yesterday he looked very good.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.